Row, we're here for you.
Member FDIC.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, Perigold will have the ball to start this second quarter as Mountain Home leads 11-7. Taylor Beasley will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. We're about ready to get back underway. Inbound pass goes to Benefield and Brinkard in the backcourt. We are back underway. Brinkard into the front court, drilling to the right side, giving it there to Benefield. Benefield drills to the right elbow, kicks it back out on the wing to Brinkard. Now down to Hollis on the low block for the layup. No good. And a foul, an over-the-back foul called on Calista Hollis. That is on the rebound. That is her second personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second half against the Lady Rams. We are 14 seconds into the second half. Mountain Home with the ball, leading by four. Martin into the front court. We'll give it to Husky. Now to Foreman near the free throw line. Now top to Martin. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Hits the front of the iron. No good. And rebound controlled by Hollis. She'll give it to Brinkard. Now into the front court to Benefield. She has it on the left wing. Takes a screen for Zoe Beasley. Dribbles into the paint. Kicks out to Taylor Beasley in the right corner. She'll dribble out to the wing. Now skip pass to Brinkard. Brinkard dribbles up to the right elbow. Throws over to Taylor Beasley at the wing. Now she'll dribble up to the top. Takes a screen from Zoe Beasley. Gives it to Zoe Beasley. Cutting in. And an offensive foul called on Zoe Beasley. Charge call on her. That is her second personal foul. Team foul number two against Perigold here in the second half. And their fifth turnover of the night. 7:03 left of the third quarter. Mountain Home with it, leading 11-7. Here is Gilbert setting up the offense for the Lady Bombers. Drills to the right side. Now she's going down into the lane, going up for the layup, off the glass and in. Boy, Kate Gilbert with a wide open lane there to the basket. She now has 6 points. 13-7 Mountain Home leading. Here's Zoe Beasley with it up top, throwing it over to Taylor Beasley on the left wing. Up top to Benefield. Benefield dribbles to the right wing. Throws up top to Hollis. Over to Brinkard on the left. Down to Zoe Beasley, and she's going to be fouled from behind by Anna Grace Foreman. That is her second personal foul. Team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the second half. 6:23 left of the third quarter. A six-point Lady Bomber lead. Benefield inbounds it to Zoe Beasley. Over to Hollis on the right elbow. Down the corner it goes to Brinkard. She's going into the lane for the layup. No good, but she'll draw contact and head to the free throw line with 6:17 left of the third quarter. Emma Martin picks up her first personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Bombers. So Alex Brinkard will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has yet to score this evening. Brinkard's first free throw is up and in. Katie Powell checking back in, replacing Taylor Beasley for Perigold. One more free throw from Brinkard. Second shot is up and good. She gets both. She now has 2 points. 6:17 left in the third quarter. It's now 13-9. Mountain Home on top. Martin into the front court. She'll give it to Gilbert, who'll set up the offense. Now Gilbert dribbles to the right side, throws up top to Husky. Husky dribbles to the left. Now heading back towards the top. Gives over to Gilbert on the right. Gilbert takes the screen, dribbles to the top. Going to pull up just inside the three-point line for the jumper. No good. Well, it looks like Foreman had the rebound for Moshi. Couldn't handle it, though. And Brinkard comes up with the board. She'll throw it to Benefield on the right wing. She'll dribble down near the corner. Now it goes a little more out of the wing. Throws that up top to Hollis. Back over to Benefield. Her down to Zoe Beasley in the lane for the layup. Good. Zoe Beasley now with 4 points. 5.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. It is 13-11. Mountain Home lead has been cut to a single possession. Here is Gilbert within the left wing. Throws over to Martin in the corner. Martin will dribble out to the wing. Now goes up top. Gives it to Penn. Back to Martin. Martin has it between the circles. Throws over to Gilbert on the right side. She'll take the screen from Foreman. Dribble up to the top. Gives over on the left side to Husky. Husky's drilling down into the lane. Now goes out to the right wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Roller out, bounces around, no good. And the rebound's controlled by, well, actually they're going to call a jump ball, and it's going to be Mount Holmes basketball on the possession arrow. 4:52 left to play in the third quarter. So the Mount Holmes will keep the ball as they're up by a deuce. Gilbert will inbound the ball on the baseline. Gets it to Martin, who dribbles out to the right wing. Now goes up to the top. Now she's going down to the lane, going up for the layup. Oh, they're going to call a foul away from the ball. I guess an illegal screen on Foreman. That is her third personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home. And their seventh turnover of the night. And now Perigold's going to take another timeout. We'll break with 4:45 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home leading Perigold 13-11. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
It'll be Perigold's basketball with 4:45 left to play in the third quarter as Mountain Home leads 13-11. And Perigold with a chance to either tie it again or take their first lead of the night. Brinkgard takes the inbound pass from Benefield and will walk it into the front court. Dribbles to the right side, gives it there to Benefield. Benefield dribbles to the elbow, back to Brinkgard on the wing. Down on the low block to Hollis. Trying to figure out where she wants to go with it. And now 5-second call. Boy, she just held the ball too long, and Kyra Penn was right there on her. So that is the sixth turnover against Perigold. 4:24 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home gets the ball back, leading 13-11. Husky into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Dribbles to the right side, gives it there to Martin. Martin will dribble up between the circles. Throws over to Husky near the left corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Rolls around, will not go, man. Hung on the rim there for a while, but couldn't get it to fall. And Perigold comes up with the board. 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Here's Powell with it back the other way. Dribbles toward the right elbow. Kicks out to Benefield on the wing. Her pass was knocked away by Gilbert. It goes out of bounds on the far sideline. It will be Perigold keeping possession with 3:52 left to play in the third quarter. Again, 13-11, Lady Bombers on top. Benefield will inbound it on the far sideline. Gets into Zoe Beasley on the right side, up top to Brinkgard. Now she'll dribble to the left wing. Throws up top to Zoe Beasley. Over to Benefield on the right. Now up top to Powell. Back to Benefield. And a foul away from the ball, I believe. They're going to get Kyra Penn. That is her second personal foul, team foul number four against the Lady Bombers. 3:34 left to play in the third quarter. Again, it is a two-point Mountain Home lead. Benefield will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into Zoe Beasley over there on the low block for the layup. Good. Zoe Beasley with 6 points. That's the fourth tie of the night. We're knotted up at 13 all, 3:25 left. Here's Martin across the timeline for the Lady Bombers. Dribbles toward the right side. Now going down into the corner. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Rolls around and goes in. 7 points on the night for Emma Martin. And the Lady Bombers go back on top. 15-13. Our score of 3:05 left. Here's Brinkgard into the front court for the Lady Rams. Throws it over to Powell on the right side. Up top to Hollis. Over to Benefield on the left wing. Her pass down to Zoe Beasley. Knocked away. Stolen by Kate Gilbert. Seventh turnover against Perigold. 2:50 left in the third quarter. Gilbert into the front court for the Lady Bombers. We'll give it to Martin there up the top to set up the offense. Over to Gilbert on the right. Gilbert takes the screen, dribbles to the elbow. Now kicks out on the wing to Yates. Skip pass to Husky on the left side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Hollis. Boy, just tough time shooting right now for Peyton Husky. Here is Brink Guard walking it across the timeline. Over to Benefield on the right side. Now up top to Hollis. Over to Brink Guard on the left. Her pat has the ball knocked away from her. Gets it back, though. Benefield has it now on the right side. Throws up top to Zoe Beasley. Down to Hollis in the lane for the layup. No good. And the rebound's controlled by the Lady Bombers. Gilbert quickly back the other way. Has it near the top. 1:50 left of the third quarter. It is a two-point Mountain Home advantage. Gilbert dribbles to the left wing. Now she's going towards the lane. And they go and count the basket? Nope, they are not. They're going to say that was on the floor before the shot. So that foul is on Blythe Benefield, her second personal foul, team foul number three against Paragould. 1:41 left as Blythe Benefield and Zoe Beasley take a seat, being replaced by Taylor Beasley and Olivia Hancock. So it will be Gilbert inbounding it on the baseline with 1:41 left. Again, it's 15-13, Lady Bombers on top. Martin takes the inbound pass on the left wing. Now gives it to Penn near the elbow. Now back to Martin. Martin's going to drill toward the free throw line, throws up top to Yates. Over to Gilbert now. Gilbert just holding the ball. She hasn't yet dribbled yet. Now gives it to Yates. Now Martin has it. Martin's going to dribble towards the lane. Now kicks out to Gilbert, who dribbles up to the top. Gilbert still dribbling. Now dribbles to the right side, and a foul's going to be called on Olivia Hancock. That is her first personal foul, team foul number four against Paragould. 1:03 left playing in the third quarter. Mountain Home will inbound it on the near sideline, right in front of their own bench. Leading 15-13, Husky will inbound it. Gives it to Gilbert up at the top. Now Martin has it between the circles to set up the offense. Over to Yates at the left elbow, now up top to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles to the right side, is going down into the lane for the layup. No good, but draws contact and will head to the charity stripe with 50.7 seconds left. Taylor Beasley picks up her second personal foul, team foul number five against the Lady Rams. So Kate Gilbert back at the free throw line, where so far she is 1 of 4 with 6 points. First free throw for Gilbert, no good. Leah Jackson checking back in for Mountain Home as Peyton Husky will take a seat. So one more chance to extend Mount Holmes' lead for Gilbert. Second shot for Gilbert is up and good. She gets 1 of 2 on this trip. She now has 7 points, and it's a three-point Mount Holmes lead. Zoe Beasley checking in for Olivia Hancock. 16-13 our score, Mount Holmes on top. Brent Gard will walk it into the front court for the Lady Rams. Dribbles to the right side. Now kicks it there to Powell on the wing. Now up top to Zoe Beasley. Over to Taylor Beasley on the left. She takes the screen. Now skip pass to Powell on the right side. 25 seconds left of the quarter. Ball goes up top to Hollis. Down to Beasley in the lane for the layup. They're going to say the foul was on the floor there before the basket. And so Paragould will inbound it on the baseline with 22.2 seconds left. Kate Gilbert picks up her first personal foul, team foul number five against the Lady Bombers. Taylor Beasley will inbound it on the baseline. Tries to get throw it to Zoe Beasley. She mishandles it. Turnover against Paragould as Emma Martin comes up with the steal. 17 seconds left. I think Mountain Home's going to try to hold for the last shot of the quarter. 10 seconds. Here's Gilbert with it now up at the top. Five seconds. Gilbert's going to just pull up for the three-pointer over Taylor Beasley. Good! Kate Gilbert with 10 points, and that's the way this quarter is going to end. We'll break with 8 minutes left to play in this one. It is Mountain Home leading Paragould 19-13. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot, and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.